You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
We've got another heart rate-based question on this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast, this time from Keith, and we've got the coach with us, Lindsay Parry. Nice to chat.
Brad, awesome to see you again.
Lindsay, question from Keith. Keith says, I'm at a heart rate of 180 minus 50, so 130. He's 50 years of age. He says, I guess this could be more of a psychological challenge than anything else. He says, I've tried a math effort yesterday and could jog 50 meters before the heart rate was beeping about 130. I then have to walk 50 to 75 meters to get it back down to 120 and then try jogging again. Just ended up repeating the process for an hour. Any recommendations, or is this just going to take some time and needs to be done and then the system will adapt? It's disappointing having to walk more than half the distance, but if there is reassurance that persistence will eventually get back to running, then I'll endure it. He says my normal heart rate for an easy run that he considers easy is 145, which is about 6.5 minutes per kilometer. What advice have you got for Keith?
So we had a podcast, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago that asked whether it's better to run or to walk fast. So in other words, to run really, really slowly or to walk fast to maintain that heart rate. So this is one of those instances where we've got a few options on the table. And the one is, can I run slow enough to stop myself from needing to walk every 50 meters? And if the answer to that is no, and we assume for the sake of this part of my answer that 130 is the right heart rate that's going to elicit the aerobic changes that we're looking for, then in this instance, it may well be better to do brisk walking. The good news about the math methodology that we are talking about is that it almost always works quite quickly if it's going to work. So we've had a couple of great success stories on the platform this year where people have almost given up hope in the method and then it has started to work, okay? So that means they've essentially really stuck to their guns for almost 8 weeks with very little reward in the short term. But for the most part, the successes have come quite rapidly. And so I would say that in the short term, it is definitely worth persevering like this for at least 4 weeks. The main reason for that is that even if the math methodology in its current format isn't going to work well for Keith, it's still going to lay a platform and a foundation for whatever step we take next. You're not going to get less fit. Even though sometimes people write and go, oh, I feel like I'm getting less fit because I can't run as fast as I used to, you are still going to be aerobically in a better position. And when we figure out what it is that's going to trigger the response we're looking for, it's going to happen rapidly. So I would encourage Keith to give that a crack for 4 weeks. But perhaps brisk walking, as frustrating as that might be, will elicit faster changes than if we just persist with 50 meters. Of course, if it's working quickly, that 50 meters will fast turn into 100 meters. And so that in itself might be encouraging. So that's part one of the answer. Part two of the answer is that it's possible that 140-ish is the right number and that he was running easy enough at around 6.5 minutes per K. But the only way we'll know that is if, as we also had another question maybe last week or just the week before that around to do with maximum heart rate, etc., how to calculate. It may well be possible that 180 minus age formula is just not appropriate, and that would be because heart rate hasn't declined as expected as he has gotten older, and that is not uncommon. And so if you've been running long enough and you are healthy enough, in other words, you've got no reason to be concerned about a cardiac event, you can actually go out and do a test to figure out what is my heart rate max. And if it comes out that your heart rate max is somewhere close to 200, 210, 190, whatever that may be, then that 180 minus 50 is not the appropriate heart rate to be exercising at. And you would then want to actually calculate, let's say the number is 195, you want to calculate 75% of 195 and set that as your upper limit. That's going to be around about 140. So those are the two kind of aspects to the answer, but certainly it's worth persisting for at least a couple of weeks to see if there is any change in what's happening before we consider looking at upping that limit based around age. Or, I mean, we don't have time to keep going into all the details, but if you're exercising in an extremely cold environment, if you're exercising in an extremely hot environment, there are a couple of other factors that mean we perhaps should be working off 135 or 140.
Brilliant. Keith, best of luck. Persistence pays off. And we look forward to seeing how you do progress in the coming weeks. Coach, as always, thanks for your time today.
Cool. Absolute pleasure, man.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.